there! This is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Master the Montessori Life Show. I am Tanya Wright, and I am so excited that you are here and that you are going to be getting such great information for your Montessori journey. I want to welcome you today. I am so excited to be here and that you are here. Today is episode 50. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. It's crazy how fast time has gone. I mean, we have 52 weeks in a year, and this is episode 50. That means that we have been going at it, not counting breaks, about a year now, and it is so exciting. Thank you so much for being such a faithful listener and watcher and follower. I really appreciate you so much, and I want to make sure that in case you have missed this, or in case you are new, that you will become a regular watcher, regular visitor here. And so I want to let you know that our main site is MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. Feel free to go there anytime that you need to learn anything Montessori. And the search window will be your best friend. If you're looking for a specific topic, you just go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com and enter any phrase or any word in the search window. For example, sensitive periods or Montessori environment or Montessori materials or practical life, and my search window is going to take you to the right place, give you the right results that you will love and that you will find very helpful. So don't forget about that website. Visit it often and make sure that you make it your regular go-to website. And then I also want to invite you to two Facebook groups. One is Homeschool Only. Whether you're doing Montessori or anything else, it's for homeschoolers. So go to Facebook and in the search window there, type in the Natural Homeschool Community. You will find it there and request to join. And then once you join, everything will be good to go. You will find so many tips and tricks and advice and activities and printables and everything awesome. So I really want you to join there. It's not just Montessori, but you will find it very helpful. And if you are doing Montessori only, then join the Facebook group called the Montessori Way Prep Room. Same thing, you go to Facebook and you type in the group name, the Montessori Way Prep Room, find it, request to join, and the rest of you be prepared to be learning such amazing things there and get great tips. Okay, so take note of those two. This is episode 50, like I said, so that means that you have 49 other episodes to catch up on. So if you have missed any, if you're brand new, or if you have a few that you know you haven't quite taken a look at, then go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com/live-trainings, or simply go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, and on the dashboard, you're going to see an option that says live trainings. It will take you straight to every single episode, and every time I add an episode, it is included there automatically, so you can't miss it. Now, take a look, because there are a couple of three extra long trainings in there. The pillar showinar and then two showinars. Those are 90 minutes long. So if you want to go in even deeper than our weekly shows that are 20 to 30 minutes long, then you want to check those out. Okay. And then I also want to invite you to sign up for our emails. These are weekly emails. I'm not going to spam you or anything. They're just to give you all the information that you don't want to miss. Important things, Montessori news or new activities, new sales, anything that is awesome, like reminders for this training and all of that good stuff. So I try to do one a week. and to update you, take a quick look. Sometimes I give you additional information about a training because I can only teach so much during the live trainings that this is exclusive content that you won't find on the blog. So I will send it only to my subscribers. And I also like to send little special perks to only my subscribers because they are so special to me. All right. So make sure that you go to masterthemontessorilife.com/emails. masterthemontessorilife.com/emails and just sign up there. Give me your name and your email address and you'll be added to the list. It is so exciting to know that you have somewhere to go to find good, solid information from a professional. I have been doing Montessori for about 16 years now, and it is so exciting to be able to share that knowledge and that wisdom with people like you who are interested in the Montessori philosophy and that love the Montessori philosophy. So without further ado, today's topic is, let me show you, 3 signs that you need more Montessori knowledge. Sometimes it is quite obvious, but today I want to make it even more obvious to you, okay? I just want to make sure that you understand how to observe yourself and how to just become a little more observant about things around you, things within yourself. That is a big part of Montessori observation. So I want to share with you 3 signs that you need more Montessori knowledge, and stay until the end because I have a wonderful announcement for you that you don't want to miss. Trust me. All right. So 3 signs that you need more Montessori knowledge. You are the Montessori guide, which is the Montessori way of saying that you are the Montessori teacher. You are not necessarily addressed as the teacher. You are addressed as the Montessori guide. Whether you are teaching at a Montessori school or doing Montessori at home, I think that we can all agree that it is a method of education worth investing time in learning more about. That is for sure. So I don't want you to lose hope or give up because you feel that you don't know enough of the Montessori method. That is why we are here today. Okay, you will be all set up for success and step on the path to your full potential after this chat. So watch the training video if this is a replay, or if you're watching live right now, stay until the very end. In this training, let's get you excited, or if you're already excited, let's get you even more excited about doing Montessori by noticing and fixing 3 signs that you need more Montessori knowledge. So let's get into it, okay? Are you ready? All right. Slide number 1. You don't know your job as a Montessori guide. That is one sign. There are many signs, but this is one of the biggest ones, that you don't know your job as a Montessori guide. The Montessori learning environment is your turf, even if you don't feel confident in controlling it yet. A child in a Montessori school or a Montessori home environment is your biggest asset in knowing what your job is as a Montessori guide. I am telling you the truth. You are going to do something very simple, which is to keep the child safe. You can keep the child safe. And also, to foster a passion for learning in the child. Encouraging your child to feel safe and happy in the Montessori prepared environment are your main focuses. So 2 things, okay? How do you go about doing this well? All right, that answer is kind of long. So I will tell you how to really dig deep into all of this after point number 3. So keep on going. Stay with me, okay? If you are interested in learning more about this point, about your job as a Montessori guide, then you want to go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings and find episode number 16. It's called You Are a Montessori Guide. In this training, we talk about you being the Montessori guide, what that means, and what you can expect to take on as your responsibilities. So episode 16 is relevant for this point. Point number two, you don't understand how to follow the child. We hear about this a lot. Follow the child in Montessori circles, but we don't necessarily know what that means or what that entails. You don't just literally follow the child. Children learn very differently in traditional schools than in Montessori classrooms. When you study and analyze child development, you will corroborate that children learn best in small groups that are multi-age. That is the optimal learning environment to maximize human development in so many areas, not just academic. That is because children of varying ages in the same room learn from each other. The key is to follow the child by observing first. Observation will give you tons and tons of information that you never knew that you had at your fingertips. Observe children working with the Montessori materials, but also just playing, just spending free time. Collect all of the information and take note of what they like, what they don't like, what they go back to over and over and over, what they don't even try or pay attention to, and so on. To really learn more about how to do this, you will want to enroll in my free 5-day workshop, and I will give you more details in a minute, okay? Now, for this point, I have three relevant trainings. One of them is episode 40. So if you go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings, you will find episode number 40, and it's called Three Things That You Must Know About the Montessori Sensitive Periods. In that training, we go into discussing three things that you must know when it comes to Montessori sensitive periods so you can go about doing it right. And then there are also two other episodes that discuss research, how research confirms that the Montessori multi-age grouping is the best way to learn. And for that one, I have two parts. Okay, so make sure that you find part one and part two for these. It's episode 12 and episode 13, and it's called Research Supports Montessori Multi-Age Groups. And it's part one and part two. All right, so now I want to share with you an invitation. I don't want you to miss it. So check this out, and then I'll give you point number three and give you more details on how to be successful on your Montessori journey. Hello there, Tanya Wright here with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I am excited to welcome you to the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop. It is coming up soon. Look at the dates in the description, in the comments, so you know exactly when it's taking place. This year, when you sign up for the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop, it's going to be like a course. Go to the link that is in the description, and then you will get all of the instructions. The workshop is not new. It is the same super popular requested workshop that I only do 2 or 3 times a year. And I really wanted to do it at the beginning of the year because I want all of you to start the year right and to be successful on your Montessori journey. So take advantage of it. You will not see it for several months, probably 4 to 6 months. So make sure that you make time for it. Sign up today at the link. All right, so there we go. Here is the actual link, masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWF-workshop. That is masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWF-workshop. TMWF stands for the Montessori Way Foundations, and then dash workshop, okay? Make sure that you know this is very important. I really want you to sign up for it. If you are watching this before January 24th, then there is still time for you to sign up. And if you're watching this after January of 2022, then know that enrollment is closed for a few months, but you can still go to the same link that you see below, masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWF-workshop, and you can join the waitlist. That way, whenever we are getting ready to do it again, I will send you an email and you won't miss it. You will know exactly when it's going to happen again so you can enroll and take advantage of the next opportunity. But if you are watching this in January of 2022, then you really want to join now. Don't miss out. Think of where you will be in the next 4 to 6 months if you get the free 5-day workshop. It is completely free. You log in. After you enroll and put in the coupon code to get it for free, you get the workbook printed, all ready to go. You show up live for 5 days for 1 hour, and then you're going to be learning so much, filling out the blanks in the workbook with the slides that I'm going to be showing you. And you can even get a certificate of completion if you attend all 5 trainings. So it is so exciting. I can't wait for you to be a part of it. So you're more than invited. Now, let's go into the last slide. Number 3, another sign that you need more Montessori knowledge is that you don't have a plan on how to set up your Montessori environment. That is a pretty big sign that you need more knowledge. Obviously, if you don't know how to set up your Montessori environment, then you are needing some more knowledge, but don't despair. Children development studies are valuable, but if you are following the Montessori philosophy, you need to also pay attention to Dr. Maria Montessori's writings. I have so many of her books here and so many books based on her philosophy, and I can't get enough of them. I just keep reading them over and over and over. In order to develop a plan on how to set up your Montessori environment, you pay attention to the above 2 points that we talked about before. You must remember to know your job as a Montessori guide, and you also need to know how to follow the child properly. Both are done through practice, but you also need to remember to have a plan. Maria Montessori observed children and made connections between their developmental stages or sensitive periods and their interests and passions in the Montessori environment and outside the Montessori environment as well. What you need to do is put those two big points together, and you will have a better idea on how to develop a successful plan. So keep going with me. If you want to learn more about how to set up your Montessori environment, you will want to, number 1, go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings and find episode number 23. It's called Montessori Environment Wall Decorations, and it talks about why decorations are important. And you also want to go to a showinar that I made. The showinar is one of those longer trainings that are 90 minutes long, and it's called 3 Steps to Organize Your Montessori Environment. So if you go to that same link, masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings, you're going to find that showinar there as well and find so much information that is so awesome about setting up the Montessori environment. But the biggest thing, the best and biggest recommendation that I can give you right now is to enroll in my free 5-day workshop. For 5 days, from Monday through Friday. This time it will be from January 24th to the 28th, 2022. And if you're watching this after that date, you can still join the waitlist for the next opening. We will meet live for 1 hour and discuss some fundamental topics about the Montessori philosophy that you must have. You have to set up a firm foundation in the Montessori philosophy for you to be successful. So today's topic is 3 signs that you need more Montessori knowledge. And if you do need more Montessori knowledge, then join this free 5-day workshop. In it, I will cover topics mentioned above, like the ones that we mentioned today, and more. So on day 1, we will talk about the 4 pillars of the Montessori philosophy. On day 2, the Montessori prepared environment. On day 3, behaviors of normalized children. On day 4, your job as a Montessori guide. So this one will touch on the first point that I spoke of today. And number 5, on day 5, we will discuss the next step for your Montessori success. So this workshop has a $97.99 value, but you will get it for free. There is a coupon code in the description. And this workshop, trust me, it is super popular. It only happens two or three times a year. And there is a certificate of completion for those that do all five trainings. A lot of Montessori school administrators send their staff my way because the workshop is that good and that helpful. And these trainings count toward their professional development hours. So you don't want to miss that. There will be replays to the training videos for a limited time. I don't want you to miss out on that. But at the same time, what happens if I just leave them there indefinitely? You will just procrastinate. You will get too comfortable and say, oh, I can just watch them anytime. And you know what? That's going to stagger your success and you're moving forward in your Montessori journey. So I don't want that to happen. I want you to keep moving forward, even if they're tiny, tiny steps at a time. All right. So that's why the training videos, the replays will be available inside when you enroll for a limited amount of time. Well, that's it for today, but thank you so much for joining me. I know that you are super interested in all of this. So let me give you the link to this, to just more information about today's topic. You are going to, if you're watching, you can see this right here. Actually, I'll put it in comments. I'm going to put the link in comments, and it's going to be in the description too. But if you are listening, then go to masterthemontessorilife.com and in the search window, type more Montessori knowledge, because the title of today's presentation or today's training is three signs that you need more Montessori knowledge. So if you go to masterthemontessorilife.com and in the search window, you enter more Montessori knowledge, it will take you exactly where you need to go. And it's going to be super helpful for you. Okay. So I'm going to show you the link here, but as you can see, it is very, very long. So the easiest thing to do is to just go to masterthemontessorilife.com and search more Montessori knowledge, and you will find the topic right there. Okay? I really want you to be successful. You will find more resources and more information in this blog post besides the 3 points and the replays to this recording, to this training. So I don't want you to miss out. Thank you so much for joining me today. And next week, I am going to be talking about a very, very important topic again, all Montessori, all feedback and suggestions welcome. I want to be able to talk about topics that are relevant to you that will help you in your tangible transformation. So until then, see ya.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.